T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Nothing's working in here. Yes.
Apparently nothing's working in the room next to you, Karamarkser.
I can hear it. He just said it out of the air.
I know he did. I just asked him, did you say that over the air?
Yes, goes, I said it over the air. Nothing's working. It's not me. It might be me. It's not me.
What has happened to this show, man?
Keyword to cash.
The Who, apparently, is your artist of the day now.
For the second half of the day. But maybe. I don't know.
Object is your keyword to cash. It was Johnny Cash.
Now I'm going to take a nap.
It sounds like you have been.
It's possible.
Object 72881.
All right. How often do you guys fight with your significant others?
Rarely.
I'm the same way.
Not very often. Until I defriended him on Facebook yesterday. Super awkward.
You got defriended on Facebook.
By the way, are you guys fixed on that?
We're totally fixed.
Okay.
I promise. You know, I'm just seeing his timeline again, which is nice.
We're a little worried about
you. Is he seeing yours?
So funny. I cannot even believe that happened.
Well, a bad marriage with frequent conflicts could have some serious impacts on your health, according to psychologists.
Shocker.
Nevada and Michigan, University of Nevada and Michigan researchers there talked to like almost 400 couples to investigate whether disagreeing about children, money, in-laws, even vacations had negative health impacts. And it turns out they do. On the other side, the flip side of it, couples who agree more often actually have some positive health benefits, but it's only for the first few years of their marriage. Kind of wears off after that.
Why?
Like a lot of things. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't think you are.
I am. Well, it just makes me laugh because, you know, like right after you get married, especially when I was 19 when I first got married, you know, everything's like, woo, this is great. You know, then after about, I don't know, when did it settle in for you that like now we have to pay bills and be adults and a lot of this is like really hard.
And I don't have to have sex with him.
No.
If I don't want to.
Oh my goodness. You know, I'm kidding.
Have you guys hit the rut yet?
We're not talking about this
no,
on the air.
There's no,
we are
first
really
of all,
not talking
there's
about
no
this.
Rut after the baby comes. You're in that euphoria that you have this little fantastic person running around. There's no rut. Are you in a rut?
No.
I feel like you might have brought that up for a reason.
I
I'm
did
just
not.
Asking.
No, there is no
you
rut.
Doth perfect.
I don't. I don't. Doth
yes, you do. You doth. You doth. You do it.
I'm not in a rut.
Okay.
But I think you might be because, man, you squirmed.
Good.
That's because you're asking about my sex life on the air.
Thank you. Lord.
Well, based on what you're
so
giving the world, it's not that bad.
Sometimes, you know, a rut could be a happy place.
Someone just someone just wrote in, all the talk about Gina has everyone all shaken up. I bet it's Gina,
it's
but I'm sorry.
Gina.
If you're a lawmaker, did you really not look at that acronym and think,
of
let's go with
did.
Something else?
Somebody on the text line said they're going to have a combined law called Hippogina.
Well, Hippogina.
Someone else asked if the state of Virginia had its own Gina law and if it was abbreviated. You people are funny.
Somebody says, would you consider 12 years a rut? No.
What would you consider that?
A divorce?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, years ago, I don't even think you were on the show yet, Dana. Rod, I know you remember this. We did a topic one time about the sexless marriage.
Oh, no, I was on this
were
show
Were you on
that.
The show at the time?
Oh.
Okay.
I yeah. could not believe
yeah,
how many
right.
people called in.
Do you remember that? And there yeah. were, I mean, and I actually, I'm not bringing it up as a topic again because it made me like feel really bad.
That Why did it make you feel bad?
I just felt sorry for these guys and women who were calling in, who said, "Yeah, we haven't had sex in 5 years," and I remember, Danny, you might recall this. And I, of course, you're calling in offering up personal information, mm-hmm. So I think it's okay to ask you sort of personal questions. I didn't force you to dial the phone.
Yeah.
And I remember asking some of them, well, do you still love him or her? Like, yeah, I love them, but we're just roommates now. We've been married. I remember one guy.
A lot of people wrote in and said they were okay with it. Like, you just kind of settle into that, and it didn't necessarily bother them. Now, I think those were predominantly older married couples saying that, as I recall.
Huh.
I don't know.
All right. So anyway, somebody says, I didn't realize I was tuning into Howard Stern. You're not. Somebody says, I think Dare talked about this today. Okay, I didn't hear that part of his show, so I was unaware.
People always say that to me. If they hear something on that show, and you know, I love Johnny. I think he's a wonderful human being. I would rather gut myself like a fish than listen to Man Rock. I don't have it in my car. It's not programmed in my car. I listen to our show if I'm in the car. Tune in and see what's going on in the midday hour or the morning news. And then I listen to what every 44-year-old woman listens to, and that's pop.
You got your ears.
So it's not
going.
Like I'm avoiding his show, but we're like, oh, dude, you ripped that off from Johnny. I don't want to say I've never listened.
There's no ripping off. Here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm not a
Rob There's only so
listener.
Much that happens in a day.
Yeah. Right?
Every show talks about the same crap. Of course he talked about it. It's in the news. It's stupid to tell somebody, you know, another show talked. When we're done with this show, I sat here for 3 hours and talked to Jonathan about half the same crap.
You ought to just start saying, we should do an experiment. Just start doing this, because John would love this. Just start saying, you know, they talked about that on Dana and Parks today.
Yeah.
You know what drives me crazy? And
There was a South Park episode that was the exact same thing, where every time this one kid tried to do something, there was another kid next to him going, the Simpsons did that. And South Park was making fun of the fact that every time they try to do something, somebody says, the Simpsons did it. And they're like, of course they did. They've been on for 20 years.
I mean, I get texts every once in a while saying, Jamie and Wicked already talked about that today. Okay.
There's only so much that happens in a day.
It's apparently in the news, and so we're talking about these things. I mean, we're going to talk about something that you'll probably hear Nikki Pace read tomorrow morning on Johnny Dare's show. Are you going to text them and say, Dan and Parks talked about that yesterday afternoon? No. Simmer down. Yeah. I don't know when I became Italian. No. And had to end every word
You're just
with a vowel.
In a mood. I don't know what the deal
I'm telling
is
you,
lately.
I'm
they
telling
are
you,
in a mood.
There is something going on in this country, and it is left and it is right, where we have become just an intolerable group of people. I'm telling you right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the constant barrage of Russia and this and that or whatever. But we've just become an intolerable group of people where we're just mad at each other. You know, I'm at the show. Hang on, if I may.
Some of it, though, I'm sure is the summertime. Heat and weather.
Probably. But, you know, I'm at the show last night, and the lead singer of Foreigner, who's not Lou Gramm, but Kelly Hansen now. And not to be all cheesy or anything, Rod, and I know you're going to call me a big wimp for this, but he was just talking to the audience. This was near the end of the show. And he goes, I don't care who you're standing next to. Put your arm around him. And I'm like, okay,
that's a little awkward.
I thought the same thing. I thought, this is awkward and cheesy, and this is really not, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Wait, did people do it?
Well, everybody did it. And then, so the guy next to me, you know, Kelly was to my left, but there was some stranger guy to my right, and he puts his arm around me. And I had like about, I don't know, a half of a second to think, how do I feel about this?
You're in my bubble.
Well, it is personal space.
Yeah, but
it's one thing if it's your date. It's another thing if
sure.
it's like the guy yeah. next to you. You have no
if
idea
it's,
who
If
is.
It's the gal you came to the show with, no big deal. I mean, you know, of course I put my arm around Kelly and we're just, yeah. And then I feel this other arm slap me on the left shoulder. And Rod, for about five, I don't know, maybe a half a second, I remember thinking to myself, how do I feel? How do I feel? How do I feel? And I just reflexively put my arm around him. He was mm-hmm. soaking wet with sweat.
Oh.
Which I'm not a fan of. And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm so wet. And I looked at him like, and
okay. Okay. I'm sorry too.
It's a true story, man.
I'm sorry, I'm so wet.
I think that's assault and battery.
I didn't want this to be uncomfortable for you.
So finish your story. What happened next?
So anyway, they start. It was the beginning of I Want to Know What Love Is, but you didn't know that yet. They just started, and he was like, they just started playing a drum beat and some keyboards.
And then the guy was like, I want to know what love is.
And I said, well, hang on, I'll turn my back to you.
I want you to show me.
I'm showing you my back.
Please don't.
Rod's the only one that's getting my joke. But Rod gets my joke. Anyway, so I put my arm around him, and so I've got my arm around, my left arm is around Kelly, my right arm is around soaking wet sweat guy, who turns to me and says, I'm sorry I'm so wet. And we all just started rocking to
awkwardly swaying
the beat.
No, not okay. Not okay. So if you're listening right now and you're in the grocery store, maybe you're in line at the bank,
you know, getting your rhythm down.
We would like you to randomly put your arm around the person you're standing next to. We should have everyone listening do that right now and then report back on the text line.
No, we should not do that.
If you're standing in the bank, just lovingly,
no,
carefully.
Don't do
you're
it.
Gonna get, no, don't do it. Don't do
and
it.
And then I want you to say to them, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. Mm-hmm. And then tell me what happens.
And then look at them.
Everything was fine until the guy started punching me in the mouth. And now my lips all swelled up and I'm missing a tooth.
I didn't think that's what love was.
Kelly just wrote me. She says, yeah, it was awkward, but you didn't say anything. So I just kind of let it go. I mean, it was awkward. But I get what the guy from Foreigner was trying to do. I mean, we're all just so mad at each other these days. And he was trying to create like this... You know, I don't know.
Unity.
But
I think it's a nice idea.
I was just like, why am I touching a really moist man?
Where was his poncho?
And when he said to me, he goes, I'm sorry, but I'm a little wet. I said, you're moist.
Ew. Eh. Gross.
You know, somebody on the text line just said to me, it's so funny you guys are talking about all of this genetic stuff because I was applying for life insurance. I didn't like the questions they were asking me and I decided to go with another company. If that happens to you, I'm telling you, call Stuart Woodbury. You heard him call in last hour. Call Stuart Woodbury and let him help you navigate the maze of life insurance. It can be confusing. It can be tricky. If you go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com, that's a great place to start. They'll ask you how old you are, whether you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, and then boom, all of these quotes will come right up on your computer screen, and Stuart Woodbury will help you sort it out from there. It is such a simple process. It can be incredibly affordable, and if you don't like the road you're going down with the company you're with right now, call Stuart. He'll help you find another one. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
T-Rex. Interesting development out of California, where the state Supreme Court has removed from the November ballot a measure that would have divided or could have divided the state of California into three separate states. It has been removed from the ballot by the California Supreme Court.
I was going to say, can voters just decide to divvy up their state? I wondered about that when it first came out. They want a Northern California.
Right.
They want
Southern California.
Southern California.
And another portion that would be coastal, roughly like Los Angeles, for about 100 miles up the coast, that would just be called California.
But my point is, I don't think voters have the power constitutionally to say, we're going to divide up a state and make three. So that instead of 50 United States, now we have 52.
Well, I don't know that that's true, Dana, and here's why. I do think voters might have that right, or at least the state legislatures were. Hence, we have West Virginia. West Virginia came about because Virginia seceded from the Union in 1860, and the people who lived in the western portions of Virginia didn't agree with that, and they created what is now known as West Virginia. They broke away.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because we hear from time to time, certainly from Sly James and from the mayor of St. Louis, that Missouri should not be treated as a one-size-fits-all state when it comes to legislation, certainly crime and gun legislation, because the issues facing Kansas City proper and St. Louis are so very different than any of the other cities around the more rural parts of the state have faced.
Which every big city mayor says in any state.
What would stop somebody from saying, okay, you're right, we would like to handle things differently legislatively for Kansas City and St. Louis, so we're going to break apart that section of Missouri, and we can talk about what shape it'll look like and how big it'll be and all of those things, and we are going to segregate Kansas City and St. Louis and call it something else, and the rest of Missouri can just be Missouri. We'll be East Missouri. I don't think it's legal because people would do it all the time. And then what if someone else came along in 3 years and said, eh, I don't like that. I want the boot heel to be separate. It would change the Senate makeup.
Well,
it would change representation. It would change.
And the argument has been the reason California really wants to split into three, other than the obvious that, you know, what happens in Northern California is completely different than what happens in, say, Southern California. The opposition has been, now, wait a minute, you split that into three different states, and now you go from two senators to six senators, most of whom will be Democrats. There is a political component. Now, it would not affect, by and large, your House of Representatives representation, because that's based strictly on population. It would clearly change the makeup of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
If they do that, so many states are going to start. We're going to be
that's right.
Instead of 100.
And then the rest of the state's going to be Zerg.
Well, no, I agree. Or instead Zura. Of 100, you would then have two more. No,
you would
four
have 104
more.
Senators.
You would have 104.
And watch this. Immediately following, Deep Red Kansas would split into two to get two more senators to vote Republican in the Senate. Nebraska would split in two.
You're right.
You know how many states Texas could be?
Oh, God.
You are right, because if California did it, it would tilt
the balance the of
vote
power.
And the balance of power.
And that's why they're saying no way. And Republican states would start splitting in half all over the nation. South Dakota would split in two. North Dakota would split in two.
We'll have 140 senators.
Somebody on the text line has a great question. If you do that, who accepts California's current debt?
Great question. Ooh. Newsroom, here is Kara Markser.
More clarifications from the White House. That's next.
Hey, if you or an older parent is looking for a fun, gorgeous retirement community, check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek in South Overland Park and Silvercrest at College View. That's just north of 135th and Metcalf. You're going to love them. They are gorgeous with wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. You have to be over age 55. You get three meals a day, housekeeping services, travel in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They have long-time staff members out there. Some of them have been there 10, even 20 years. One and two bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55, and traditional assisted living services are there too if you need it. Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View. Ask any resident, they'll tell you, we wish we would have done this years ago. 681-1101 is the number to call, 913-681-1101 or silvercrestkansascity.com.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. They're clarifying the president's comments, answering ABC's Cecilia Vega, who asked him earlier today if Russia was still targeting the U.S. Trump answering no two times. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders later telling reporters the president was saying no to answering any questions at all.
I talked to the president. He wasn't answering that question. He was saying no. He's not taking questions. And I've stated what our position is.
A 7-Eleven worker was stabbed in the back and arm by a customer in Overland Park. It happened this morning near 107th and Metcalf. Officer John Lacey says the employee has seen the suspect before.
He was in the store twice prior to the stabbing. So he came in the store, went out, came back in the store, went out, and on a third time, that's when he stabbed the clerk.
The suspect was arrested about a block away. The employee sustained non-life-threatening injuries. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Oh, call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation right now for landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. They have an A-plus BBB rating for all of it. Landscape, hardscape, irrigation. If you're thinking about a fireplace, a fire pit, a little outdoor kitchen in your backyard, now is the time to get on the schedule. Let them come out. Draw up a design plan for you. It's amazing. Have them come out, and then when fall rolls around and beautiful, amazing patio weather is here, your patio will be all ready to go. But you got to get on the schedule now because they are taking orders and backing up as we speak. You want to grow better grass in your front yard? Ask them about an irrigation system, the Rainbird system. We put that thing in a few months ago, and it is amazing. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation out of Shawnee. You're going to love them. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com.
An isolated shower this evening, otherwise we'll call it a broken sky with some clouds and mostly clear. We'll drop through the 70s, down to 70 tomorrow morning, increasing clouds with a shower and thunderstorm complex rolling out of the northern plain states toward us. Estimated time of arrival will be for the morning rush hour. Morning temperature 70 degrees, then at noon till about 8 o'clock, a heat advisory has already been posted. The high temperature 95, factoring in the humidity, it'll feel close to 100 degrees again. Friday, 93, your high temperature, with another chance, about a 30% risk then, of morning showers. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
84 right now at KCI. It is 81 in Olathe, 83 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Okay, go. I can totally tell by the overmodulation. Here is what the Constitution of the United States says in regarding to adding new states, whether it would be Puerto Rico.
Well, but adding is different than dividing, but go ahead.
Well, just new states in particular. Puerto Rico could potentially someday be a new state.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, the California Supreme Court has pulled from the ballot, the November ballot, a proposal that would split the state of California into three separate states, North California, South California, and what would be just called California, which would include the area of Los Angeles and about 100 miles north. Here is the text from the Constitution. New states may be admitted by the Congress into this union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state. Now, this is the California thing.
Okay.
All right. Nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature
right.
of the state concerned.
You can't gang up. Like Kansas and Nebraska couldn't join forces to become a bigger territory. That's what that says.
Which would not make any sense because you would lose members in the Senate.
Correct.
You would lose representation. It doesn't make it. Or Western Kansas couldn't break away and say we want to become part of Nebraska.
I understand why California wants to do what it wants to do because it's so big. It is the sixth largest economy in the world.
Correct.
Read that again. The sixth largest economy in the world.
If it stood alone as a country, yes.
They are different, north to south, central. I get it. However, I don't think a state should unilaterally be allowed to decide we're going to make something different that then affects the entire country.
Isn't it the ridiculous amount of money that Hollywood brings in that causes that to
in
be true?
Well, I mean, obviously, the entire economy is not Hollywood or movies, but yeah, that's a huge factor.
No, but they, but Hollywood and housing. Let's face it, porn and all that crap
Rod,
brings in so much money.
But you're also leaving out Silicon Valley in the north.
That's true. That's true.
Microsoft, all that
stuff. You're absolutely right.
I mean, there is a huge tech component to Northern California that is distinct from what they do in Southern California.
No, you're absolutely right.
But I get nervous when we start talking about states splitting up. I don't care if it's red or blue. It doesn't mean anything to me. There was talk, if you may recall, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, Western Kansas wanted to split away and become its own state. And there was talk among the people who apparently run the show in Western Kansas,
right?
Whoever they are, I don't know, and there can't be very many of them, they wanted to break away. They were going to form, they wanted to form a state called Western Kansas or West Kansas. It failed.
As it should have.
Yes.
Because you understand what I'm saying, Scott. The unilateral decision of one state to do something that affects all 50 should not be allowed. It just shouldn't.
I beg your pardon. You're right. Microsoft is in Washington. Apple and Google are in California. I beg your pardon.
Adding a state like Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico is different because it does affect the overall makeup, but it doesn't affect somebody else, your neighbor.
I actually, you know.
Splitting up affects, I don't think it should be allowed.
I actually think, and I know that they would probably bring two Democratic senators to the Senate. I actually think Puerto Rico should be a state. I think it's a crime that 3.5 or now it's 2.5 right. million Americans.
It's a territory, not a state.
But it has more people than Kansas and several other U.S. states. Wyoming, Delaware, Rhode Island, North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, Montana. Puerto Rico has more people than those, Nebraska, than those states and gets zero representation. I think that is a crime. I also think it's a crime that California thinks it needs to split into three. Suck it, California. No, no, and no. Somebody keeps writing in. I don't remember, Rod, you can help me with this. I don't ever remember learning this in Texas history when we were kids. Somebody keeps writing in about Texas has it in its constitution that it could split into five different states if it wants to. I've never heard that. I'll look it up, but I've never heard
that. No, I've never heard that. I've always heard everybody claim that Texas has the right to secede. It was agreed upon.
Yeah, we settled that in Texas versus White in 1870.
Yeah, that's not
true. Someone just wrote in the people of Puerto Rico were the ones who have voted to stay a commonwealth and not become a state. That's my understanding. Why would you not want to become a state? Because then you are...
Income taxes?
Yes, but with that, you get broader representation, do you not?
Yeah. I mean, you get members of Congress. I mean, right now, Puerto Rico is like Washington, D.C., where they have members of the House, but they have no vote.
Right.
You know, they get to go and speak on the floor.
No vote.
But they don't get to vote.
Right.
They're just there ceremoniously.
Right. It's like me on the board of directors here.
Well, you're not even on the board of directors. So. From the internets, Texas dividing into five states. Let me go to Snopes, which I know a lot of you think is phony, baloney, fake news. I don't. I think it's actually pretty well thought out and well reasoned. Texas dividing into five states. Partly true, Rod. After several years of contentious debate in 1845, the U.S. various political factions finally reached enough of a consensus to agree that the benefits of annexing Texas, blah, 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 blah. I'll have to read through this. It is partly true that Texas has the right to split into five separate states if they so choose. Okay. All right. I'll read through this. 576-7798. 576-7798. The California Supreme Court today pulled from the November ballot a voter petition that would have allowed the people of California to vote on whether they wanted to split into three separate states, North California, South California, and what would be called just California. A texter had a great question. Who would assume the state's debt?
Ha ha. How do you divide it?
It would be a logistical nightmare, Scott.
It would be tough. I can't think of another time when a state broke away from a state, which this is what it would be, because there would still be a California, and that would be centered around Los Angeles. The only other time I can think of, I'd have to look at this, where a state broke away from another state is West Virginia, when they broke away from what was then just Virginia.
Right, but that was way back before, I'm guessing, the Supreme Court said you can't just willy-nilly be dividing yourselves
up. Well, no, because that was in the Constitution, and West Virginia broke away in 1860. Now, they broke away from a state that said they were no longer part of the United States, and that may have factored into allowing the creation of West Virginia. Oh, you want to be in the United States, and you're leaving a state that claims it's in the Confederate States of America? Okay, fine, we'll take you. 576-7798.
What would you do with an extra $15,000? Well, listen to what happened to Dave when he called my friend Chip Glennon to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's all-inclusive marketing platform generated, in 48 hours, 48 showings and 6 offers. And imagine Dave's excitement when Chip told him, hey, I sold your house for $15,000 more than you were asking. Is your home still on the market? Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and who are we kidding, the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. Call Chip today at this number, 816-872-5556, 816-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
I got a woman and she won't be true.
Wanna tell you about the girl I know. My, she looks so fine. And she's the only one that I've been dreaming of. Maybe someday she will be all mine.
Led Zeppelin.
I wanna tell her that I love her so.
Oh, one of my favorite people on the planet. Monty! Hello, Monty.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, my friend. Okay. Good to hear your voice again.
So, here's the quick explanation of what happened with West Virginia.
Okay.
We all know Virginia said, we're leaving the United States. Okay, mm-hmm. A bunch of people in the northwest part of West Virginia didn't like that, so they got together, including some of the members of the Virginia legislature who disagreed with it, and they said, "Well, we're going to get together our own group, and we're going to call ourselves the Virginia Legislature, and we're loyal to the United States, so we're going to pick a couple of guys and send them to Washington to be senators." And the Senate said, oh, hey, welcome new senators. You know, you're the guys that are loyal to the U.S., so we recognize your government. We recognize your legislature as the legitimate legislature of the state of Virginia.
All right.
And then after a while, they said, you know, we kind of like to just have our own separate state for this part of the state. And since we're the legislature of Virginia, we're okay with that. And Congress said, yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's do that. And they drew the line, and Congress approved it. And the legislature of Virginia that was still part of the United States was cool with it. So it was constitutional-ish. and I say ish because there's a lot of people who questioned whether it really was constitutional. But... you know, the guys in charge with the guns said it was constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
It was
right.
Constitutional.
All right.
You know, and in order to fulfill my obligation, I guess I should say that There's another thing that keeps coming up every once in a while where people think that part of a state should be a separate state on its own, and that would be, of course, New York City, which is famous for being where the mayor was Bloomberg.
He's so great. Justin in Lee's Summit. Hello, Justin.
Oh, hey, Bart.
Hey, man.
I'd just like to say, Dana, your hair looks lovely today.
My what looks lovely?
Your hair looks lovely today.
Thank you so much, Justin. I appreciate that.
Of course. I realize I can't see it, but I assume it is. Anyway.
Okay, now I'm looking out the windows.
I'm like, okay, where are you, Justin? Get out of the tree, Justin. Go ahead, Justin.
All right. Well, the biggest reason in my mind for the California breakup, or at least the suggestion of it, is the economic problems of California. They're spending massive amounts of money they don't have on welfare and general welfare, not specifically welfare. Look at San Francisco, for example. They have one of the highest, can't collect my words here, one of the highest poverty rates in America. They have one of the worst drug problems in America. They have to spend over $20 million, I think that's the number, a year to clean up needles and human defecation on the street. It's absurd. And that's why if you look at the borders they're trying to draw, that's why the far west coast is going to be its own little state, and the rest of the state is going to be its own state. And
there would be North California and South California, but yes.
Last I heard, they were going to break it up into four sections, and it was going to be three sections of the mainland.
The issue on the ballot for November that was taken off today by the California Supreme Court would have split the state into three: North California, South California, and then the area around Los Angeles would simply be called California.
I see. Okay. Well, I've heard different breakups, but it's just arguments on border at that point. But again, the major cities in California have a major economic problem, and the rest of the state wants to do something about it. And they have so little power because the majority of the population is in these major cities.
That's always been Kansas City and St. Louis's argument with respect to crime and gun legislation, is that they should be able to do their own thing because their populations are so different, and the issues facing those urban areas are so different than the rest of the state. Doesn't everyone have that in some form or another?
To an extent, I suppose, but it's like one or two issues versus, it seems like, the majority of the rural portion of California disagrees with the majority of the major cities in California on most issues.
Go ahead, Rod. All right, Justin, thank you, man. Go ahead.
I do think a lot of states have this, you know, like they were talking, Monty mentioned New York. New York City is nothing like the rest of the state of New York.
Correct.
Right, there's like forests.
But yet New York City, you know, rules the rest of the state because of population and economics.
Somebody writes in on the text line from 1072, the state of California has over 12% of the representatives of the United States Congress. When there are 50 states, it is sad that one state holds 12% of them. It would make sense to split them up from one state. Therefore, one state does not share so much of the influence on what occurs in Congress. Now, Texter, 1072, you can split California up all you want. That region that we still know as California would still have the same number of representatives.
They would just be split.
You would now have the, let's defer now to the congressman from North California instead of California. It doesn't change anything until people move. As long as you have that many people living in California, they will continue to have that much sway in the Congress. It's just a fact, Jack. That's how it works. That's why we have four congressional districts and California has like 5 million.
Yeah.
You know, look at New York City. New York City has a lot more congressional districts than the entire state of Kansas because New York City has a lot more people. Your districts are apportioned based on population. Keyword to cash. What? Terror is your keyword to cash? What kind of weirdo lawyer law school dropout is coming up with this crap?
Wait until you're the 6 o'clock word. ISIS.
It's not ISIS.
Who comes up with this?
Your keyword this hour is terror.
I mean, maybe next hour it'll be stabbing.
You never know.
How about rape? That's four letters.
How about forced burning? I don't know if we're going to have time. Terror.
Oh my God.
What kind of
are
weirdo?
They running out of nouns? Oh. Let's go back to desk or computer.
Terror is your keyword to cash.
Or sling blade.
72881. 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Your keyword this hour is terror. Newsroom, Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ. An accused spy pleads not guilty. Details next.
Are you ready for the lowest prices of the season? Volkswagen of Lee's Summit is sweeping high prices out the door. You can get the completely redesigned 2019 Jetta right now from $15,900. And Volkswagen of Lee's Summit has nearly 50 of those in stock from $15,900. You know I love the Atlas. Everybody loves the Atlas. The 18 Atlas is in stock right now from $27,900. And I've always said, if you're not a minivan kind of gal, but you're looking for something roomy that drives amazing, you will love that Atlas. I promise you that. And the kid's dad is actually looking at buying one right now because they're just amazing. Everything is priced to sell during Volkswagen Lee's Summit's Summer Sweep Sale. Even their used cars right now are up to 50% off their original MSRP. Get to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now off I-470 and Colburn Road or check them out online, vwleesummit.com, vwleesummit.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.